This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Now there are three coronavirus vaccines that seem to work well in humans. I'm David Brancaccio. On the heels of the promising results from Pfizer-BioNTech and separately from Moderna, today it's one out of Britain. Oxford University's vaccine to be made and distributed by AstraZeneca also seems to work in humans. Oxford uses a more traditional approach, and its version doesn't have to be shipped at colder temperatures the way the others do. Like the others, two doses will be needed. Researchers are trying to find out why Oxford's vaccine was 62% effective when a larger first dose was given, but much more effective if less was injected. Here's Fergus Walsh, the medical editor of our editorial partner, the BBC.
Intriguingly, in a subgroup of volunteers who received an initial half dose of coronavirus vaccine followed by a full dose, the effectiveness rose to 90%. It's not clear why, but this may be due to the immune system being primed in a more gradual and potent way. The side effects were mostly mild and included sore arms, feverishness, and headaches.
The BBC's Fergus Walsh. Markets are still gauging the effects of the dispute that flared last week, Treasury Department versus the Federal Reserve. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin had told the Fed he won't allow several pandemic lending programs to keep going. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us here live. Nancy, we know this Fed lending served as an almost psychological backstop for credit markets. What might happen if some backstops go away?
The Fed has been buying corporate bonds directly from companies, David. And after that goes away, businesses will probably have to pay more to get investors to buy their corporate bonds, including firms that were hit hard by the pandemic, which private investors might be avoiding, companies like airlines, but also the service sector, restaurants, and hotels.
All right. So what happens if those firms can't sell bonds to the central bank anymore?
They'll have to rely more on private investors. I asked Matthew Misch about this. He's head of credit strategy at UBS. He says average companies could end up paying investors buying their bonds about a half a percentage point more in interest. Now, that's not such a big deal, but Misch says those companies that are really hurt by the pandemic could end up paying more than that.
In certain cases, it may be enough to put companies at least into a position, you know, not necessarily maybe of financial distress, but it certainly has real world effects if that company has, you know, financing costs go up more than a half point.
Now, Misch says some of these companies might have to pay investors 8 to 10% to buy their bonds, a full percentage point more than they were paying.
And what's that do to their bottom lines?
Misch says it could mean they don't make new investments or hire new employees.
Nancy, thank you. Markets, Dow and S&P futures are up 0.5% at the moment. The NASDAQ future up 0.3%.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
New York City's public schools switched to distance learning last week after coronavirus cases in New York moved upward. The second largest school district is Los Angeles, which will stay remote for the foreseeable future. This puts enormous pressure on parents, including those caught between work demands and helping kids. But some employers are offering new benefits to help. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarney-Carino has more.
Stephanie Coleman and her husband, Phil, have a lot of jobs, keeping 4-year-old Alice engaged with remote preschool.
What shape is that?
That looks like a rectangle.
Also caring for 1-year-old Scarlett. And working full-time from their home in New York City. Stephanie is a business consultant for PwC. Phil works in tech.
Ali, say good morning, darling. Shirley's here.
PwC allows employees to shorten their work weeks or take sabbaticals. It doubled emergency child care subsidies and offers online learning resources for kids.
Little programs that can keep your kids engaged during the day and things like that.
Across the country, employers are offering unique new benefits for working families struggling through the pandemic. Bank of America is helping pay for childcare, Dell Technologies offers small group learning pods, and Ford Motor Company provides an hour of free tutoring a week.
There is a set of tutors who are sort of on demand for Ford employees, ready to provide homework help.
Amy Hall is an organizational psychologist with Ford.
When our employees feel like their well-being is cared for, and when our employees can be their best, then they can do their best work for Ford.
Parents of school-age kids are often in the prime of their career, but the increased demands of the pandemic have been devastating, particularly to women who have picked up the bulk of extra labor in the home and left the workforce in alarming numbers. Caitlin Collins, a sociologist at Washington University in St. Louis, says employer support for working parents is great, but
what we end up seeing is widening disparities between workers who have the supports and workers who do not.
Like James Cox, a mother in Oakland, California, who's worked as a restaurant server and bartender for almost 2 decades. She feels lucky just to get a day off once in a while.
I had my baby on a Tuesday. My boss called me on Friday and asked me when I was coming back to work.
Benefits to support parents are often seen as perks and usually awarded to workers in high-demand, high-wage, white-collar industries as a recruiting or retention strategy. That leaves many low-wage workers without even the most basic benefits, like paid time off. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
And a group of independent human rights experts say Japan was wrong to keep the former head of Nissan, Carlos Ghosn, in detention the way they did from late 2018 into 2019. Ghosn, you may remember, sneaked out of Japan in an audio equipment shipping case and is in his native Lebanon now. The Japanese government accuses him of misusing company assets and breach of trust. Ghosn says he was the victim of a corporate power struggle. The 17-page report that finds Japan acted improperly is from what's called the Working Group on Arbitrary Detention, set up by the United Nations 30 years ago. Its conclusions are not binding. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.